For the first time, a scientific study has linked contaminated drinking water to the practice of fracking, which is the high-pressure injection of fluid into the earth to harvest natural gas. Scientists at Duke University did the peer-reviewed research, which was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Joining us to talk about this is Abram Lustgarten. He's been following this story for the investigative news website ProPublica. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Abram, the Duke scientists tested 68 drinking water wells in Pennsylvania and New York, places where a lot of natural gas development is going on. Can you tell us what they found?
Yeah, they found methane levels increasing with proximity to gas wells. So that is to say, the closer you get to where a gas well was drilled, the concentration of methane in the drinking water wells increased to dangerous levels. And they also found that that methane was coming from deep geologic layers that are very similar to or in the same place as the gas that's being drilled, meaning it was less likely to be the result of natural biodegradation closer to the surface.
Mm-hmm. But methane gas is not regulated and not considered harmful if you drink it.
Yeah, there's still questions about what the long-term effects might be of ingesting methane, but it is considered not to be dangerous to drink, for example. The Center for Disease Control does not regulate it. It is guidelines from the Department of Interior say that it's dangerous if it collects and can be explosive in a closed room, for example. And they found that the methane levels detected in this study were high enough to be an explosive risk.
So that's why the U.S. Department of the Interior would say that these levels might need urgent hazard mitigation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because what do we know about if methane does reach a high level?
Well, there's a number of cases actually connected to drilling in which gas has led to explosions. A house in Ohio exploded a couple years back, and in 2004, a house in Pennsylvania exploded after methane seeped from a gas well into its water well and into its basement. And in that case, three people were killed. There's a number of less severe cases, some of which you've seen pictures of, where people's wells in their yards have exploded, where people can light their tap water on fire. In the places where there is methane contamination, normally state regulatory agencies are advising people to open windows before they take a shower so that the gas doesn't collect in their bathroom or to not use water supplies in their house.
Mm-hmm. Remind us of how widespread methane contamination might be. Where is fracking for natural gas going on?
Well, the hydraulic fracturing is happening pretty much everywhere that natural gas is being drilled. This study, just to clarify, looked at wells that had been fractured but didn't look at the fracturing process specifically. But we, in an investigation in 2009, found tracked methane patterns, methane contamination patterns in Ohio and in Pennsylvania and in Colorado, and it was pretty extensive across parts of those states. And since then, I've heard about it pretty much everywhere that drilling is actively happening, whether it's in Texas or Montana or Wyoming or New York and on and on.
A lot of people may have seen the film Gasland, and that was where people who lived near some drilling operations were able to literally light their tap water on fire. Does this study explain that phenomenon, do you think?
It does. Without addressing the specific scenes that are in that movie, yes. The study looks at several of the particular residences that I've been at and seen tap water lit on fire. It's possible for methane in some of those cases to be natural, but in the case of this study, the methane was not naturally occurring and was determined to be linked to the drilling nearby.
Mm-hmm. We should also say, though, that the study found is also important for what was not found by the scientists. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's true. It's very interesting. The study looked for what they called saline water and other chemical contaminants and did not find traces of fluids that would have been used either in the hydraulic fracturing process or would have come from deep geologic layers way down in the earth. This has been the public's greatest fear about hydraulic fracturing is that these large quantities of chemicals pumped underground will make it into water supplies. So far, while this study does find the methane contamination is happening, and that's of concern, it allays some concerns that the fluids themselves are also traveling. It's not conclusive in that regard. The report's authors cautioned that much, much more study is needed and lots of questions still to be answered, but it's a positive note in that discussion.
Right, and the researchers also, the Duke researchers, researchers also issued a white paper along with this article saying that more investigation is needed about whether these chemicals are going to get into water supplies or are in water supplies.
Yes, and that's what I hear from not only the Duke researchers but others both on the industry side and the independent scientists is that this is the start of what they expect will be a very robust scientific process as lots of different teams start to ask questions, whether it's about methane or fluid migration or other aspects of the drilling, and that soon there will actually be a body of scientific evidence to point to what the environmental impacts of drilling are or are not.
And how is the natural gas industry responding to this?
Well, it's been mixed. Initial response I got was a bit defensive. Some criticisms of the study, including that the sample size wasn't large enough and that the sample grouping wasn't random enough. But I've since talked to a number of other geologists and hydrogeologists that are routinely employed by the industry, and they actually had mostly positive things to say about the study. They are the ones that point to this as the start of the accumulation of scientific evidence. They point to the fact that no fracking fluids were found, and they say that the methane leaking problems are most likely due to well construction problems, and they describe those as isolated events, and I think that's where opinions start to vary, but they thought that the Duke study was well done and is a good starting point for more scientific examination.
All right. Avram Lustgarten is a reporter with the independent nonprofit newsroom ProPublica. You can find a link to his stories on hydraulic fracturing at hereandnow.org. Avram, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.